Chapter 21, The Bell Ringer. You are selling from house to house. You are ringing bells. That is a good place to start life. I started it there. You meet a different person every 5 minutes. If you can get them to listen to you, that is the first step. So many simply say, I haven't time, and slam the door in your face. You smile and go to the next. That's the game. But the man who can get inside the house to display his goods is the man who puts it over. The first requisite is a smile and a glad good morning. It is not an ingratiating smile, but a wholesome, big, warm smile. You know that you have something that they need, something they ought to have. You come there with the heart of a philanthropist. You have something to give. They are going to get something worth more than they pay for it. You are not trying to outdo them, but you are there to give them something worthwhile. I didn't know anything about the sales game when I went into it as a boy of 21. Salesmanship was not taught then as it is today. I became one of the pioneers of sales talk, teaching the art of salesmanship. But I found that I could not sell unless I had confidence in the thing I was selling. I was selling pianos and organs from house to house. I tried to sell an instrument in which I had no confidence. I was an utter failure. I went back to the office and asked the manager which was the best piano for such a price. He told me. I went to the factory to find out all about pianos. I wanted to know how the things were built. I went through the factory and studied them until I knew everything a young fellow could learn about the instruments. Then I went out on the road. I knew that I had the best thing on the market for the money. I knew that if I could get a piano into a house and get the boys and girls to practice, it would change the future of that home. I went out to help the community. I succeeded. It was so easy to sell when I had the right mental attitude toward the people. I was trying to bless them. I was trying to help the folk who bought. Do you see the point? That is the real art of salesmanship. I was so dead in earnest about it. I was so enthusiastic about the bargain which I had that I carried them off their feet. I sold to people who had no music in them. I sold to them because of the excessive, burning desire in my heart to make them happy. That is the thing which sells. Settle in your own mind. Is the thing you are selling worthwhile? If it is not, then get something that is. If you are selling insurance, bonds, autos, or groceries, know this. If your entire ambition is simply to get the money out of it, you will fail. But if you are giving them something that is going to be a blessing, and you are enthusiastic over it, you will be a success.